Brian.
Rana.
I told you to call me Ronica for the whole month of December.
Hi, Ronica. And I told you to call me Christmas.
I said I'd call you Kris Kringle, but I didn't agree to Christmas.
That's true. Except I prefer Kris Crumbles.
Who's Kris Crumbles?
I don't know, but isn't it a great name?
It's a wonderful name. Kris Crumbles is a guy that walks his dog and drinks a old fashioned at the same time.
Absolutely. He's always doing more than one thing at once.
I think he lives in Key West.
For sure.
Lives in Key West.
And absolutely belongs to some sort of country club where they like that he's gay as long as he doesn't bring another man to the club.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
Well, he has a best friend, and they're like Sugar Bakers Incorporated.
Correct.
But they're not as together as Sugar Bakers.
No.
They'll decorate your doghouse, but they won't decorate your real house.
No, they have an absolute nervous breakdown when you say, my bedroom needs a new wallpaper. They panic. Kris Crumbles, Inc.
Kris Crumbles.
Ronica, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Happy Ronica, happy Hanukkah, the whole bit.
Thank you.
As well as, I hope everyone's celebrating at AskRonaCoffee.com and Negrana.com.
Oh, if they're not, I don't know what they're doing.
There are gifts ready to go there. I don't either, Rana.
I have to understand it, because what is better than sending a gorgeous bag, of holiday-themed coffee to your friend for less than $20. Sorry, not less. $20 even.
Yeah, come on.
What is less than $20? There was only one thing less than $20 on the Ronica list. It was the Cinephile board game.
No, that was $26.95. The Bad Movie
I thought
Bible
was
$17.95.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, there goes me getting it all wrong again. How are you, dear?
I'm good.
Did you survive?
Not true. Oh, my God. I guess you were right. Tony's right. He is right. You were right. Cinephile was cheaper. For some reason, I thought Bad Movie Bible was, but you were right, Rana. It's under 20.
But he popped into the chat and he just said, not true.
He just said, not. This is what is going on here.
This is the whole problem.
I got to tell you something.
Insubordinates all over the place.
Not true. By the way, it was directed at me, so thank you for defending me, Rana.
Of course.
Tony, I have to tell you, I know you're not scared of me, but one day I'm going to do something that makes you really scared of me. And I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Everyone believes that.
But by the way, just so Tony really understands, I have his address.
Are you rolling up your sleeves because you can't wait to see West Side Story?
I'm so excited. You know, it's supposed to be incredible.
People, even Richard Lawson said he had to admit it was incredible.
Yeah. No one wants it to be, by the way.
Yeah, they don't want Spielberg to have another win. They think he's had all the wins he deserves. That's enough.
That's right. Rana, I've seen nothing. I still haven't seen House of Gucci, which I'm dying to see because it looks wild.
We should do a House of Gucci watch and win. Or watch and listen or whatever it is.
We should, except I don't think it's streaming yet. I think you can only see it in theaters.
Why wouldn't it be?
I think you can only see that one in theaters.
For what, 2 more minutes?
I'm waiting for Tony to type not true, by the way. Because I might be wrong about absolutely everything today.
Well, we're going to see. I hope that he just does a buzzer instead.
Me too.
I hope you get I had so much fun with you and Michaela Watkins last week.
She's such a sage, just like you.
You're calling her old?
No, you say that sage means old.
It means. Yeah, anyone ever call a baby sage?
Maybe its name.
You have maybe that's true.
Yeah. Sage is actually kind of a pretty name if you're a phoenix.
Sage Leventhal. Exactly. Something like that.
Yeah. Right. Joaquin's dog might be named Sage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope not.
You never know, Rana.
I hope he has a dog named Hot Dog, something like that.
Do you know that my plan is when I get to Roma, I'm
going
to walk.
You still
around.
Going?
Of course I'm still going. Huh. By the way, I got a few offers of people to come with me. I rejected all of them.
Can I ask who's on the list?
No, because I
realized. Do I know any of them?
I don't know. Because I realized.
That's a yes.
Because I realized I actually do want to take this trip by myself. Nothing seemed like a good fit.
Do you think with Omicron it's going to happen?
I hope so. I mean, I'm waiting to, you know, everything's refundable. I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Pretty much waiting for the countdown to cancel the trip. But
I'm calling it Omicron.
I have every intention of going if it doesn't have to get canceled.
Yeah. What day do you leave, can I ask? Is that too personal?
No, I don't care. The 22nd.
And you return?
The 8th.
Oh.
I extended it already.
What?
Yeah. I'm like super excited.
Are you using Rome as a base?
As a base.
And then you're going to go here and there?
Well, I'm going to spend a few days in Venice. And then my closest friend from high school lives in Florence. And I thought she was going to be out of town, but she's not any longer. So I'm going to see her too.
Your closest friend from high school lives in Florence?
Yes. She has for a long time. When I went before, I spent a few weeks with her.
Does Stephanie know that's how you describe her?
As my closest friend from high school? Well, I can confidently say she's certainly not one of my top 20 closest friends anymore. We just don't talk that much. But I figured, like, if I'm over there, of course I'll call her.
I hope she listens. That sounded so
warm. Oh, she won't care. She feels the same way.
What fun.
Yeah.
Where are you going to stay in Florence? Have you with her or elsewhere?
No, I'll probably stay in a hotel. I'm not sure yet because I'm not booking the side trips yet just because.
Yeah, you're going to feel it out.
Yeah, just because, like, I don't want a million things I have to end up, you know, waiting on refunds for.
Yes, yeah, that's very smart.
Because if I don't go.
Just put the mindset, if I were Italian, I would decide tomorrow if I wanted to go somewhere. And I would be able to book a train ticket. I wouldn't have to book it 9 months in advance and make sure my husband was waiting on the platform with our bags and
Yeah. No, I am the only thing I knew for sure is I wanted to at least spend 2 weeks over there. So that's what I'm doing.
Fabulous.
I'm very excited.
Jealous,
I have to tell you,
doesn't cover how I feel about that.
Well, here we go.
Yeah. Baby Steve and I will meet you in Siena.
Great. I'll see you there. I'll be the one in
the umbrella. We couldn't actually do it because baby Steve cries every time she sees you. And so it probably wouldn't.
Well, that's because I make a nasty face at Steve every time I see her. I'm sick of her.
Oh, baby
Steve. She is honestly over. Otherwise, she's completely overshadowed me now.
No, not really. She doesn't do much, you know.
I know, but she's going to. That's the problem.
She has opinions, but she doesn't know how to sort of verbalize them just yet. You know,
well, she does a little bit.
How long until she starts talking? Anyway, enough about Steve. Listen to me.
Yeah, Ron.
We have some fabulous comments here.
Because we've got some fabulous listeners.
I mean, really, these people, where do they? I have to say, I feel like our fans are going from strength to strength. I've always sort of liked our fans, but you know, I have a complicated relationship.
Right. You sort of think people who are fans of the show are weird.
Fans of anything.
Just fans in general.
Yeah. Though I'm a fan, but you know what I mean. I don't like anybody that, you know.
I understand.
Just puts all their money on one thing.
I got it.
But our fans are so fantastic. And I have to say, we've got the comments and the quality of the comments and the interaction on Patreon, et cetera, the letters we've been getting. It just feels like something is really popping in the Carriage House to me.
World class.
I feel excited to be a part of it.
I'm with you, Rana. I got to tell you, people have really written, reviewed, and subscribed five stars only.
Really,
it's so
have.
Exciting to be saying that again. But people have really stepped up for the love this show could use. Well, maybe it doesn't need it, but we like it.
We love it.
We love it. Ben, I've always loved that name, 5995 says, one of a kind show. Fantastic show. I could listen to Rana talk about anything. Brian is amazing too. The show is hilarious, and they always give the best advice. The Ask Rana coffee is delicious. Shades of V, baby. And I'm waiting for a special occasion to crack open my bottle of Negronas. Kiss, kiss.
Fabulous.
And then Anna Dilly says, the perfect show. Now, wait a minute. Intuitive advice with world-class humor. What could be better? Thank you, Rana and Brian.
Love
and
it, none your biz. None your biz. None your biz.
Which, by the way, I like that they spelled Nunya, N-O-N-U, but I knew what they meant. Five stars only. Every time I look at my Cartier bracelet, I think to myself, still rich. Animal. Just like Rana. Here's to the classiest podcast duo around. Wow. Still, I love that.
Still rich.
I need something that I can look at and say that.
Well, too. I wish we could sell a t-shirt that said still rich, but that's one of those t-shirts that, I saw someone wearing a t-shirt today that said, breaking news, nobody cares.
Wow. Why would
anyone? I do feel, I know you have a big opinion on this, but I do feel t-shirt attitude has gotten much stronger during the pandemic.
I know what you mean. I don't really love a
sayings on
salty
shirts.
Expression on a t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But the, like Ula Harbor used to make them. She was the t-shirt designer.
That's who you were into. Did she go out of biz?
I don't know. She has been silent lately, but my favorite was I'm a little teapot, like with a mouth. Here's my middle finger and here is my something. When I get all steamed up, something, something, piss me off and I'll cuss you out. Can you imagine all that on a t-shirt?
I could imagine all that t-shirt in front of a Walmart.
Sure, Rana.
We had a couple of fabulous follow-ups as well, I have to say.
Follow.
This one was re-Ronica, pardon me, which, as we've established, is the holiday that starts 5 minutes before Hanukkah every year.
Federal holiday starts 5 minutes before Hanukkah every year. You can't celebrate Hanukkah without celebrating Ronica.
That's true, but you can celebrate Ronica without celebrating Hanukkah. Just
That's
barely,
true, too.
Just for 5 minutes only.
That's true, too.
Hi, Ron and Brian. I'm so sorry I missed the gift-giving deadline for Q's, but I just wanted to say I absolutely loved the Ronica episodes. Nice. It feels so impossible to buy for my husband, and Brian's suggestions made it so easy breezy that I got a couple of things off his list, and he still wears the Timex watch Brian suggested from last year.
Ooh, time to set that watch for
time
fun.
Time to call your ex.
That's right.
Rana, your taste is impeccable as always,
and
I'll be passing on some of your suggestions to my fam for myself.
Okay.
Not my favorite. Thanks again for all you do this holiday season. I just placed my order for winter in Vienna. It's Vienna in winter, dear.
Vienna and
Vint.
That's right.
And I can't wait to try it. Love, Aaron.
Inventor Veritas.
In winter, there is truth. It's so truth in winter. And now this was a very controversial because we also got a comment, I believe, on Twitter of someone saying they had to stop listening to the episode, that all of the sneezing talk was causing them some sort of trauma trigger and that they had to stop.
Well, because they're sort of a sober sneezer.
That's why the person on Twitter said it?
Oh, maybe not. Someone had just said that they're like recovering from being a loud sneezer.
Yes. Well, this is the letter I'm about to read, and it's my favorite letter we've received in a while.
Okay. I can't wait. Do it.
Dear Ron and Brian, as an ex-loud sneezer, you can stop. My old roommate and best friend hated it to her soul. One day when I did, she slapped me across the face. She said, this is how you make me feel when you do that. I have never done it again. Sorry for my grammar and spelling. English is my first language. Thanks, public schools. Kiss, kiss, Jordan, he, him.
Okay. Is this your son?
Absolutely not, but I thought that was pretty funny.
I cannot even imagine. Can you imagine? It's such a joke to hit someone and be like, look what you made me do.
Well, you know, when did slapping people across the face for comedy end?
Like 91?
Okay. I'll buy 88, that.
89.
Yeah,
it's
I'll
a
buy
fun
nine.
Thing to do.
I'll
though.
Buy 91 as a...
The peak, of course, was Cher.
That Sonny and Cher, you mean?
No, the Moonstruck was sort of like the
peak
of it.
Oh, yeah, snap out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Nicolas Cage. Have you watched that movie Pig yet? Have you heard about that?
I have heard about it, and I haven't watched it.
Yes, he loses his best friend to truffle pig, something like that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I never need to see his face again in my entire life.
Hmm. We just watched Moonstruck not a minute ago.
Except anything after leaving Las Vegas, no thank you.
Oh, I would include Leaving Las Vegas.
And including Leaving. I never need to see that movie
up
again.
Up to after and including, I would say.
After, I will maybe, if it's on, I don't even know that I'll watch Honeymoon in Vegas. I'm saying it here.
Wait a second. When was Raising Arizona in comparison to Leaving Las Vegas?
Well, pre. It was like post Peggy Sue, post Moonstruck, pre Leaving.
Peggy Sue. There was a time where he was the leading man for every woman in Hollywood.
And what an exciting time, because he was so odd.
And he was 27 years younger than all of them.
Yeah, but looked the same age.
It was very funny.
It was. Yeah. And he was so good in those movies. But
he still got something.
He's still got something.
The other thing he's got is bills to pay, though. He's messy.
Right, because he spends money like nobody. He buys like a dinosaur. You know what I mean? Yeah,
sure.
That sort of thing.
It's his money. If he wants a dinosaur and he can afford it.
Sure. Why not? I wouldn't take on that debt. I understand completely why Patricia Arquette couldn't take it anymore.
All right, dear. We have a fabulous, fabulous guest today.
We do, Rana.
I'm really excited about this because I feel like our show always has a very East Coast vibe.
Yes.
And this person is going to bring something totally
Southern.
Different. A totally different situation.
Speaking of which, Rana.
Yeah.
Where in the house are you today?
Wherever I want to be.
Wow. See, people need to understand I've never really been in the main house except for a party, so I don't always recognize these locations.
Oh, I'm not in the main house.
Oh. What, you're not at home right now?
No, I'm on the vineyard.
What?
Yes, dear. I had to get away. You know what I needed was fresh air. I needed a breath of fresh sea air, and you can't get that in Marblehead. What?
Rana, I just can't believe that.
And I meant to tell you.
Okay, here's my next question.
When everyone was texting everyone how thankful they are for their friendship and, you know, those texts that people send on Thanksgiving.
I didn't get one, but okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I meant to text you how thankful I am that you've been still flying back and forth from Los Angeles throughout all of this. When you have to go do your work and you come back, I meant to say, it really does mean the world to me that I really do need you in person.
Can I ask you one more thing, Rana?
Yes, but then we've got to get to our guest who's, in the hot seat right now, in the green room.
I'm going to ask you a question and I need a smart answer. Mm. Did you take Steve?
From where to where?
Was Steve invited to the vineyard?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Steve was invited to the vineyard. Yeah. Well, Steve, that was where we agreed that was a neutral location where Jordan could see Steve. Because
so
now
Jordan's going too?
Well, they were already here and gone. I mean, Steve's here, but they were already here and gone. Jordan was here and gone. We came the day after Thanksgiving. And we decided to spend Hanukkah together, but we had to do a quarantining and a test and a this and a that. And Jordan is to go back to the city. So I don't know when he's going to be able to see Steve again.
Maybe I've been thinking a little too much, but I was hoping to see Jordan soon. I got this book on co-parenting, and I know it's a little cart before the horse, but I wanted to see if there was something that maybe he and I, you know what I mean? Like he should see his son, but maybe he needs some support.
You have said over and over on the, first of all, his son's a daughter. Second of all, have said over and, oh, well, natural mistake. No hair.
Right.
You've said over and over on this show how you have no interest in being a parent, how you think it's detestable, how you
I don't remember saying that.
How you think people that have children are crazy.
I've
said that before.
I do think that, but I've come around.
You think dogs are the only people that deserve parents?
Excuse me, I didn't say be a good co-parent. All right. Well,
I thought you meant you wanted to co-parent with me.
I'm going to be honest with you right now, Rana. Way to bring up. I should never have asked where you were because we have a guest now and I don't think this is going to go well.
I think it's going to go terrific. Not true. That's what I say. Not true. You say you don't think it's going to go well. I say not true.
Well, I'm going to be drunk probably, just so you know.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. You're always fun when you've had a little tip.
I've had it, Rana. Quit. Being okay with everything I'm saying.
You're looking for a little fight. is what you're looking
for. Well, you're the one who picked it, Rana, taking Steve to the vineyard. I've never heard taking Steve to the vineyard over me.
I'm just trying to take
care of Steve staying in the art barn?
I'm just trying to, no, you'll be happy to know Steve has not touched the art barn.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm just trying to take care of everyone's needs. That's all I'm trying. I'm trying to make sure everyone's needs are met. That's all.
All right. Well,
speaking of which, askranacoffee.com, negrana.com. Mm-hmm. Meet the needs of all of your loved ones this holiday season with the Ronica blend. That's a chocolatey hazelnut, delicious. An adult hot chocolate, if you ask me, inspired by the gelt that the Jewish people eat during the Hanukkah season. That's me. And then there's Vienna in winter.
It is delicious.
The cinnamon fabulousness.
I hate to say it.
Yeah. I can't wait. I have to say, I am excited about your Rome trip. Maybe we could do a record while you're in Rome because I want the boots on the ground report. I don't want to give you work to do, but I would love to record from your fabulous Roman hotel room. So think it over.
The answer is absolutely not.
Sounded like a no. Yeah.
All right.
All right, dear.
Let's talk to
someone. Let's bring in our guest.
Please, anything, anything at this point.
Brian.
Rana.
I noticed your hair is looking thick and luxurious.
Listen, it's not the only thing that... It is, Rana, and I appreciate that very much. My hair is become mane. And by that, I mean it's thicker, fuller, healthier. 80 million men and women in the U.S. experience thinning hair, yet it's still not openly talked about, which is a shame. We should talk about it. We're going to right now.
Normalize thinning hair.
Correct, because it can be very stressful. It can be even scary.
True.
And the sort of stigma of it, and they're not talking about it, just adds to the problem.
Yeah.
I use Nutrafol. You want to know why, Rana?
Because it's fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's proven to work, and it's formulated with potent botanicals to help your hair grow as strong as you are. And it's physician formulated to be 100% drug free.
And does it work? Yes, Padme.
Yes, it's natural. It uses botanicals. It deals with whole body health even. And on top of thicker, stronger hair without lasers and without chemicals, Nutrafol's ingredients may also help you get a handle on better sleep, stress response, skin, nails. A little thing I like to call libido.
What?
Libido.
Oh.
Visit Nutrafol.com and take their hair wellness quiz for customized product recommendations that put the power to grow thicker, stronger hair back in your hands. When you subscribe, you'll receive monthly deliveries so you never have to miss a dose. Shipping's free. You can pause or cancel anytime. Does it work? Yeah, it does. In clinical studies, Nutrafol saw thicker, stronger hair growth with less shedding in 3 to 6 months.
And you've seen it yourself, haven't you?
Of course I have. Yeah. Whether you're experiencing thinning or not, you deserve hair as strong as you are. Nutrafol can help you achieve your hair growth naturally. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using promo code Brian.
With a Y.
Thank you. To save $15 off your first month's subscription.
Wow.
This is the best offer available anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, Rana, free shipping on every order.
Wow.
So get $15 off. I use Nutrafol. That's why this is good. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Brian, Bryan, for hair as strong as you are.
Fabulous. Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Ah, did you hear that?
I love that sound, Ron.
I absolutely love that sound. That is the new Shopify cha-ching pod.
Love it.
Every time I hear that sound, I get so excited because not only do I know that I'm supporting entrepreneurs and all the fabulous small businesses that use Shopify.
Totally.
I know that I'm going to be communicated with in such a way that makes me so happy to be a customer.
Yeah.
That is truly what I love about Shopify.
No kidding.
They keep track of it every step of the way.
Rana, and we're familiar with Shopify even beyond that.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
We use Shopify for our coffee.
We certainly do.
So our customers absolutely know what it means to get a perfect customer service experience in terms of here's the minute you bought it. Here's the minute the package went out. Here's right. where it is, et cetera, et cetera. It's all there and it's so easy. Transactions are so much easier from the consumer side when you're buying something on Shop. I mean, I breathe a sigh of relief when I know I'm buying something on Shop because all my information's already in there.
It's so easy. Just a one-click pony.
Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business. Okay, so upstarts, startups, established businesses, whatever, can sell everything from everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. That's why, as an entrepreneur myself, Brian.
Sure, yes, you are, Rana.
I know you can relate because you're also an entrepreneur.
Well, I'm also one, so yeah.
I can't recommend Shopify enough for your business. If you're thinking about getting your business online, getting everything organized, giving your customers an incredible start to finish customer service experience, seamless, I'm telling you, Shopify is 100% the service for you. Shopify powers over 1.7 million businesses, pardon me. I wish I had stock in that company.
Come on.
From first sale to full scale, as they like to say.
Cute.
And they do all kinds of integrations with apps, so you can shop through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, you name it.
All the hits.
They give you all the insights. I'm on Shopify every minute checking out the coffee sales. I can see who bought. I can see where my favorite thing is. You can see where in the country, who's visiting your store. Oh, somebody in South Dakota is thinking about buying the coffee.
Amazing.
So go to Shopify.com/AskRana. That's all lowercase for a free 14-day trial.
Come and get on,
full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. For instance, let's say Showstopper Cookies was looking to get on Shopify.
Ah,
this would
faves.
Be the moment.
Yep.
Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to Shopify.com/AskRana right now. Brian.
Rana. I mean, this is quite
first
a
first of all, this is a get.
Yeah.
That's what they call this.
Or she might say git.
She might say, how'd you
G-I-T.
Get me on? Yeah,
exactly.
How'd you get
exactly.
me on the show? Is that yeah. she's a, I wonder if they do say he's a git instead
well,
of
in
a
Texas
get.
We said git.
But a git is a whole other thing. A get, first of all, is also a divorce in Orthodox Judaism. In order to get
really?
A divorce, you have to get a get. Okay, that's first of all.
Spelled the same
has,
way?
Your husband, well, it's spelled Gimel, you know.
Oh, I see. Sure.
yeah.
Shorthand.
Hebrew.
Right. Same diff.
Yeah. You have to get your husband to agree to give you a get. That's A.
Oh, I see.
And then a get. What is a get, really? Not a get.
I'm lost now. I don't even know what you mean.
A get is a word that you would use to describe a guy that was like an idiot.
Oh, I've never heard that either.
Well, anyway, now we've made our guest wait 24 minutes to be introduced.
Well, she's been pondering the same questions, Rana, mm-hmm. probably, hopefully.
And maybe a few more. Without
Fortune,
further
please,
ado.
Please. Fortune, Themester. I can't believe you're here.
Hi, you guys. I'm
what
so
happened
happy to be
that you
here.
Had nothing to do that you agreed to be here? It's impossible to understand.
Listen, I squeezed you in because that's how much I wanted to be on this podcast with you guys.
I need to know if that's
so
your
honored.
Skin or if that's a filter. Your skin is incredible.
Your skin is what? Luminous. Yep.
Incredible.
You guys, see, this is why I wanted to be here. I knew
I mean,
it would be
truly.
A happy, safe place.
It certainly is.
Tell us everything, Sweet and Salty, out yep. on Netflix at the moment, Padme.
It's my hour special that's on Netflix. Came out right before the world shut down. Mm-hmm. So if you hadn't seen it, check it out.
Now's the time.
Now's the time. And then now I'm on tour. I'm going all over the country. That tour was supposed to start March of 2020, which clearly did not happen.
Yeah.
But now we're on it.
So. Are there any places you've never been before that you're going to play? Have you been to most of these places?
I'm doing a bunch of places I've never been. But
oh, cool.
I've never done the Dakotas.
Wow.
Or West Virginia or Wyoming. So far, they're still not on my tour.
Oh. Oh, have you done?
So still no plans.
Oh, I
still
see.
No plans.
Have you done Moscow? Have you been to Moscow? Eye of the Fortune?
No, never.
Yeah. Still
Hawaii,
not on your tour?
I might make that happen. I've never performed there.
That's a good one.
I would like to go to I would like to go to all those. I want to go everywhere.
There's probably beauty in all those places.
I think so.
But
there is beauty in all the places. But
that's right.
How big are these venues? And are they packed or are they doing sort of... What's the experience that you're having right now?
I mean, do you consider yourself still a success, I guess, is the question.
That's not what I meant. I meant because of the pandemic, you absolute rascal.
They are anywhere
from... You're an absolute rascal.
1,000-seat theaters to 2,200-seat theaters.
Whoa, mama.
And they've been selling out. It's been crazy.
Fabulous.
And how do you feel about being in a room with 1,000 people?
Well, every theater has their own rules. A lot of them do have some sort of mandate now. So that's nice. It's easier for me because I'm on stage.
You've got some distance.
Yeah, but everyone does whatever the mandate is, but I personally, when I'm going to shows now, do wear a mask. That's just a personal preference for me.
When you're attending.
Yeah, when I'm attending. When I'm performing, I can't wear one, but it's been great. We're adding like second shows, third shows, fourth shows in some cities. It's truly that Netflix reach it can take your stand-up to a whole different level, which is incredible.
That's really cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you doing for the holidays?
My dear friend Naomi Ekperigin. Do you know her?
We literally just talked with her 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago.
Go ahead, Ronna.
Wonderful.
I am.
She has.
Yeah.
Is her Netflix special out yet, Brian?
It's coming.
I don't think it's out just yet.
Any minute.
That's what we interviewed her for. I do a radio show for Netflix.
She's so hilarious and so funny, but she really rubs me. I mean, I don't know, Fortune, if you got a sense of how truly hateful she is. Did you get that sense?
Just so hateful with that joyous laugh and smile.
Exactly. She filled in for Brian on a couple of occasions.
Oh, gotcha.
She did a really good job, so good for her, but we can
good
move
for
on
her.
From there. Yeah.
She's a dear friend.
She's
dear,
okay.
Dear friend. Dear friend of the show.
That's so funny that you brought her up when we just talked to her. I never met her before.
Yeah.
She's lovely.
Fortune, are you doing anything for the holidays?
I'm putting my dog on my desk real quick.
It's where he belongs.
Oh, please do.
Is he your accountant too? Is he a lot of work to catch up on?
I gotta hide this squeaky toy or the podcast would be full of ree, ree, ree. Am I doing anything for the holidays? No, actually, we spent the Thanksgiving holiday with my wife's family in Michigan. So we kind of checked that off the list for family time.
Nice.
My mom would love for us to come home to North Carolina, but I'm coming to North Carolina for shows in February. So I was like, you can't get me that soon.
No.
From my show. So we're going to actually just like stay home and probably sleep for 2 weeks.
Fabulous.
Because we've been touring nonstop since July.
Well, that's one less person Brian has to disinvite to Rome.
That's true. I'm going to Rome.
Brian's going to Rome for 2 weeks.
The person I'm going with can no longer go, so I'm going by myself now.
Oh, my God.
But everybody keeps trying to go with him now.
A couple of people have said they would come, but then when it gets down to it, I think I just would actually rather go alone.
He hits the buzzer every time.
That's right.
That's good. Right. Yeah, because it takes a special kind of person to be able to travel with.
Does your mom want to come to Rome?
My mom would go to Rome with you in 2.2 seconds.
Good. I'll add her to the mix.
Love it.
Brian and I usually travel together.
We travel so well together.
We do,
y'all
actually.
Do?
People find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Similar interests, similar vibes.
We're going to have to get to our first question.
Okay.
I'm going to read it.
You got
Fortune,
it.
These are real questions from real listeners.
Mm-hmm.
These are real people who have absolutely run out of all options in their life and have decided to write to us.
Okay.
We are not professionals or doctors. We're just wonderful mm-hmm. people who give terrific advice.
Okay. Yes. We're just two people, we're including three you. In this case, who are,
I give amazing advice.
Who are right most of the time. That's all we are.
That's mm-hmm. right.
So without further ado, I'm going to read this first question here, which is, I have to say, a bit of a doozy. So I'm curious. I'm very curious to see which way this is going to break.
Okay.
I'm not sure how much tolerance Brian has for this question, but we're going to find out.
Dear I'm very Rana, intolerant. Yeah.
Well, some days.
We'll see. I'm excited.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. This is one. I don't know how much tolerance I have for this question. We're going to find out. Dear Ron O'Brien and distinguished guest.
No joke.
Fortune Fabes.
That's me. I'm distinguished.
I often listen on my run and end up running while laughing out loud, looking fully ridiculous. Thanks for keeping me going, keeping me laughing, and keeping me company.
Ah.
Oh, you're welcome. I wasn't even a part of that.
Here's my... It's not a bad headstone.
I know he kept
it's not a bad epigraph
laughing,
epitaph
kept
epigraph
me, yeah.
epitaph
yeah
Here's my story. My spouse and I have now postponed our wedding twice. Mm-hmm. We are married, but we were supposed to have our wedding in May of 2020. Mm-hmm. May of 2021 was also a no-go. Fortune, you got married during the pandemic, is that
I did.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has been heartbreaking to put it off, but I recognize the bigger problems of the world. We still plan to eventually do some celebration, though nothing is scheduled for now. This morning, so this email was hot off the presses.
Okay.
I don't know what morning we received it, but this person felt compelled to write to us after whatever happened to them.
Yeah.
Morning.
There was a bug in their rug.
This morning. My spouse woke up to IG posts, that's Instagram for people that don't know, about their ex's wedding. The ex was wearing my wedding dress. The exact same one. The ex and I are friendly, albeit awkward acquaintances with a handful of mutual close friends, but mm-hmm. are not close ourselves. My spouse and the ex had a rough breakup about 8 years ago, but now are amicable when they run into each other, which is rare. Why mm-hmm. is he following one on Instagram? Can I ask?
Yeah, we'll get there. You're right, Ron. I'm already kind of upset.
I feel like I've been punched in the gut. I loved my dress. I didn't spend a fortune on it, but enough that I had to save up. My mother-in-law, a skilled seamstress, did the alterations for me. This was a very sweet bonding moment for us, but she has made a point twice to say how much work it was. Mm. Now the dress has been sitting in my closet for a full 2 years.
Wow.
I'm so sad. I'm feeling resentment for everyone who has gotten to have a wedding, and now I don't even get to have my dress. So what do? Do I burn it? Sell it online? Do I just wait it out until everyone has forgotten what the ex wore? Spend more money on a different, more fabulous outfit for whatever the celebration turns out to be. It's embarrassing. Who wants to wear the same wedding dress as their person's ex? Please don't use my name. P.S. There was a few years between the relationships. No overlap. We are lesbians in our late 30s and paying for the wedding ourselves. My pronouns are she/her.
Okay.
Wow.
Fortune,
several things
you're the
unpack.
Only one married here. What's your
well,
advice?
Well, and I was the only one that got married in the pandemic.
Excuse me, Brian. I'm a widow. So technically,
yeah,
I'm still married.
Left.
But,
he
yeah, but
left.
I'm not. I don't know what it feels like.
He left
like
the earth.
I don't not know what it feels like to be married.
No, I know, but he did leave you, Rana, technically.
Okay.
But you're right. Fair Rana enough. Was married for a while until she wasn't, I guess is the technical.
Fortune, what do you think, dear?
Well, so here's the thing. The pandemic is just part of our world right now, unfortunately. As we've seen, it has not gone away. It's gotten better. There's still the variants that are coming.
Omicron, and so, honey. Yes.
You know? And love you it. Can't, at this point, you have to forge on. You have to forge on and you have to, you know, use your best judgment as to what that looks like. Now, some people are going full on big wedding. Some people are scaling it down. For myself, we got married in 2020. We were going to have the normal thing. And then we just were like, you know what? What are we waiting for? Let's just do it. We ended up booking an Airbnb. We had five friends there. And this was in the thick of things. No vaccine, nothing. So we were, it was kind of nerve wracking, but also like really special. We Zoomed our families and it ended up being amazing. And nothing like what we would have planned originally, but the day got to be about us. It got to be about our relationship. Yeah. We weren't worried about like what, you know, who needs to get where. And, you know, we just got to have a really amazing day. And then like a month ago on our 1 year anniversary, we had a party. We had a party in Palm Springs where our families came and some friends. And we just had a fun dance party. And we actually got to enjoy that weekend, too, because there was no pressure.
Already married.
We were already married. So I highly recommend something like that.
It's not a bad way to go, really. Like, have the ceremony and then have the party when you're settled in and ready to enjoy it.
Yeah. So,
well, that wasn't what this person asked for.
Well, I think to answer her question, there's no reason why she can't get married right now in the spring or whatever. Truly.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have a 300 person wedding, but do you really need that? Even 150 is a lot.
I agree.
I say pare it down, have like 50 people, get married. But and I say also screw the ex,
okay,
wear the dress.
All right. That's a Reba move, I feel mm-hmm. like.
She'd wear the dress.
She'd say something like that.
Yeah.
But Here's what pissed me off in this, just quickly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By the way, Fortune, I think that's solid. And I think you're right. I think in the grand scheme of things, who fucking cares?
Yeah. Well, who cares? No one's gonna be comparing dresses.
No, but I do not understand. I'm not blaming this on your current partner. I don't know why your partner would show you that. I really mm-hmm. don't know what that did to help anything. I'm not trying to drive away.
Oh, is that what
them.
Happened? I missed that part.
Yes. So the partner. The partner
saw it and said, look, your dress.
I don't think you would have ever known mm-hmm. had that happened. Or you would have known like way after the fact and who cares because you had a wonderful wedding. Mm-hmm. And I get that this is now a point of stress for you. Now, part of my advice is you could take up figure skating and cut that dress off because really from the waist up, a wedding dress looks sort of like a figure skating costume. Mm. So there are other options with that. Mm-hmm. The other option is you could really hoe it up and just bring up that skirt.
Bring high, up that high, skirt. High. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Dye it. You could dye it a different color. You could dye it cream. Mm.
Cream.
But I got to be honest with you.
Dove white.
You could dye it sort of a, Dove you know, white. Coffee.
You could use our coffee to dye it.
That's true. That's
Fortune,
true.
You are you a coffee drinker?
I love coffee.
Well, we're going to say whole bean or ground.
I like the whole bean because my thing grinds.
You grind mm-hmm. your own grind. Your beans.
I grind my
we're
beans.
We should have already if we haven't, but we're going to send you the Ask Rana Coffee from AskRanaCoffee.com. We have now four fabulous flavors, but our two classic flavors. You're going to love Carriage House Blend or Shades of Vanilla, unless you're the kind of person who doesn't believe in a flavor coffee.
This is not a flavor. I like it
coffee.
All.
It's an infused this is coffee.
Coffee infused with vanilla. It's fabulous. Ooh. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. You're saying alter this dress, Brian?
I think that's an option, but I got to tell you, I am not necessarily a superstitious rule follower when it comes to weddings or anything like that. I'm not one to really have. I'm not one to even be jealous or bridezilla or anything like that. I can see how this bothers her. I can. Mm-hmm.
I think we have a who wore it better situation.
What do you mean?
I think there's a fear from our letter writer that perhaps the ex-girlfriend, now the wife of someone else, is perhaps slightly more attractive
Rana.
Than she is. I'm not saying it's true. I'm saying it's how she feels.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
And I also think it's interesting. Now, I thought, why does she follow her on Instagram? I can't understand for the life of me. And then I found out that we were all women in this situation. And then I knew exactly why she followed her on Instagram. I thought it was a man. And he was following his ex-girlfriend on Instagram. And I couldn't understand what was going on.
That was
weird. And then I understood it was a hen house and that everything was going cuckoo in here. Where they're all friends. All of these women are friends.
Gay couples generally stay friends after a breakup. More than straight people.
Well, straight people do it too, Brian.
But that's exceptions, Rana. That's exceptions.
Well, that's not an exception in my world necessarily.
But usually the people following each other are the exes. And the partner is not also looking at their page. Past a certain point.
I totally agree. And I do not think it was helpful of your wife to show you that this other woman was wearing the same dress. But I do think that I actually agree with everything both of you said, which is if you want to have the celebration, it's enough. If the pandemic has taught us anything, it's don't put things off.
Right.
It used to be that it taught us to put things off. And then it taught us that life is even more precious than we already knew. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing? We're recalibrating. We're going to do it, but we're going to do it differently than we imagined. Well, that goes for absolutely everything that's happened in the last 2 years. We're going to do it differently than we imagined. And we're going to find some joy and some beauty and some meaning in it, which is what it sounds like what you did, Fortune, on both of your occasions. Yeah.
I say they pick a date in April or May. Boom, do it.
And I agree with Brian. Accessorize it differently. Change the hemline. Do whatever you need to do. But if you're stuck in some kind of a situation where people are saying she copycatted her unless this dress is some sort of, ruby red goth ball gown that I can't imagine. Does it stand out to such a great extent? Or does it look different on each person? Are you going to do your hair is going to be different or you're going to do your flowers or whatever it is you're going to do, make it your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Change your hemline if you want to. Mm-hmm. Do like Princess Eugenie did. She wore one of Queen Elizabeth's dresses. They had to remake the whole thing. But for her wedding, she wore one of Queen Elizabeth's old dresses. Not her wedding dress. Let's not get crazy. That would never happen.
Sure.
But make it your own if you love the dress so much. And if it's truly imbued with too much baggage, then wear it for something else. Find some other occasion. Maybe it's the two of you on.
Or all those occasions where you wear a wedding dress.
Well, if their community theater does Cinderella, she could use it as a costume.
Do you have a debutante ball coming up?
Truman Capote's coming back from the dead to do his white ball, his black and white ball.
Take
one
it
more
to
time.
A white party. Which is usually less clothes.
I don't know how wedding dressy this wedding
dress
is.
Is there a Madonna convention coming up?
See, there's five or six great ideas.
Donate it also, to Bride and Need.
It is
get
wild.
Get a new outfit.
Odds, though, that they have the same dress?
That is pretty wild.
I think the odds are pretty good, and that's what's at the heart of this problem. I think that these two either look alike or they're the same type.
Patty Duke.
Or they saw the same commercial for Dresses Are Us.
I think that does hit you in the gut a little bit, am I just like the person that this person was already with? Does it? It's some sort of strange existential dread that it fills you with that you're just a cop, they love blondes. So
by the
we're
way,
both blondes.
As far as I'm concerned,
does that
your
make
mother.
Sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, your mother-in-law is allowed to say it was hard work because I bet it was.
Yeah. Our hands are hurting.
So don't sass me again. You know what I mean?
Right point.
Why do anything if you can't rub it in someone's face?
I couldn't agree more. It's always a great feeling to feel like someone owes you one.
It's absolutely true. That is the reason to do
anything.
You got to
be able to hang stuff over people's heads. Hello.
There is
and
pleasure.
Credit.
In it.
You've got to get credit. And if they're not going to give you enough of it, you better ask for it.
You got to ask for it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Hello, Rana and Brian, and this week's lucky and luxurious guest. I recently had to make the heartbreaking...
Her name is literally Fortune.
Literally.
That's as luxurious and as lucky as it gets.
Yeah. That is pretty luxurious.
Yeah.
I recently had to make the heartbreaking decision to put down my 6-year-old dog after an extreme sudden onset of life-threatening seizures. It's so sad. I'm absolutely beside myself
with
grief.
It's a good thing Biggie left the room.
I know. He didn't want to hear this.
Ears. Well, maybe he could answer this. He might have good advice for this.
I'm absolutely beside myself with grief and shock as all this happened within the span of 72 hours.
Oof, yeah.
Right now, I'm taking care of myself with rest, relaxation, good food, and time with friends. But now I'm getting to a point where I'm thinking about potentially getting another dog, and I'm torn on how I feel about it. On one hand, my last dog was the centerpiece of my life. I'm only
torn
now-
on.
What?
Torn on how I feel about it. Is that a Southern expression?
Torn on how I feel. I've torn, said it before.
I'm torn.
Would you
torn
say torn on. Over?
I'm torn on.
Torn.
I'm torn I on guess. What to do.
I would say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
On one hand, my last dog was the centerpiece of my life. I'm now only realizing how much of my time and energy went into taking care of her. And now I'm left with a void. The idea of getting a new dog sounds exciting and fun, but my thoughts turn dark. What if something like this happens again? What if I don't feel as connected to this dog? Is it worth the energy and love and time to pour into something only to have to inevitably say goodbye? I've talked to my therapist and she told me that it's a very hard thing to do, but I am capable of doing hard things, but I just don't know. I feel lost without a canine companion, but can't bear the idea of ever having to go through this again. And I don't know if any other dog will ever compare to her. Thank you for all your help. I was recently turned on to your podcast from a friend and it now holds the record of being the only podcast that has made me laugh so hard I had to pause it in order to catch my breath.
Boom.
Thank you. Well, go get ready for the jokes to fly on this question. Thank you lots. Kiss, kiss. Taylor, she, her, you can use my name. Well,
I've spoken with my therapist who said this is a hard thing to do, but you can do hard things.
Keep her. Keep that therapist. Where did that advice come from? She's earning every penny.
What on earth?
She gives you she gives you good.
She says, you can do hard things.
You
good
can
night.
Do hard things.
Was she texting while she said it?
Are you a 2-year-old?
My old therapist used to look over my shoulder at the clock. And
I catch my therapist doing that all the time, even over feeling. Zoom. I see him doing it, and I'm like, I know.
What do you think, guys and girls?
I think you get a new dog. I think, of course, nothing will ever compare to that other dog because it was a different dog. Mm-hmm. But you said yourself in the letter that dogs bring you joy. And I don't think personally that you have to look inward because you're depressed without a dog. I don't think that that's a flaw in you. I think you found something that brings you joy.
Mm-hmm.
I also just don't think that you're the type of person who's going to find a dog you want and not love it. I would be surprised by
that. That's a nice thing to say.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll probably give whatever dog a good life. And those relationships are so reciprocal anyway.
Right.
It feels good to give them a wonderful life that they probably didn't have, especially, you know, if you adopt one or find one from a shelter or something like that. But they give you so much love and joy and heart. And I think maybe you don't have to get one right now if you're really in the thick of it, but I wouldn't be closed off to it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you all think?
Yeah, we almost lost the Pomeranian that was in here right before the pandemic. He came down with this thing that was really life-threatening. And he was in a hospital for like 3 days. And the sadness that I felt, I do remember saying like, I wish I had never had a dog because this hurts so bad.
Right. You're sort of signing up for heartbreak.
Yeah. And I remember feeling that very strongly at the time, but then I love him so much and they were able to save his life, and the joy that he has brought is truly so much more than that pain. And I know when we lose him, I like won't want to like get out of bed for a week. But I can't imagine. And I do have that thought of like, oh, no dog's going to be like him. But I do think that the joy that dogs bring, outweighs the thought of losing them. And I think that having a dog in the long run, you'll want that. So you have to kind of just like experience this grief, and that was your companion that you really loved, and that's going to be sad no matter what. And then at some point, I do think that it won't ever be the same, but it will be a new joy that will come
also,
into your life.
You're not bringing this dog to life. You're giving it a life. This dog, whatever dog you get, will have already, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, been born. So what a lovely feeling to give someone or something in need a really lovely place to be. Mm-hmm. And that's worth something, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I think everything you both said, I think that's lovely, that the idea that you're giving this dog an opportunity, and that that's something to feel good about for sure. And that you're the sort of person who will love this animal, that you're a loving person and that you've shown you can give love in an extreme way. No, you're never going to love this dog the way you love this other dog. That's just how it goes. The dog after the dog is that there's always a heartbreak, and you'll still love this new dog.
The dog's the rebound.
But this dog is never going to be that dog.
The first dog is the one that got away.
That's the dog. The dog is the dog. And then there's the dog after the dog. And you'll find yourself saying, isn't it cute how they do this? My mm-hmm. other dog used to do it this way. You'll still sure. talk about the other dog. Mm-hmm. But you will absolutely have something in your life to love and be loved by, which is beautiful, and to take care of and to give a wonderful opportunity to. I do think there's a little bit of a red flag to me. It doesn't have to be. I actually think this is about perspective, which is what Brian, I think, was saying, which is it is not a flaw in you that you want to be a dog person and take care of a dog. That's not a flaw. Mm-mm. But the way that you constructed that part of your letter about, I realized that this dog was the centerpiece of my life and that I was giving, that your extracurricular activity was giving love to another creature as opposed to this dog specifically.
You're saying just, for her to get on a dating app.
It made me wonder a little bit if there
she
was...
She should play tennis.
There was
call your friends.
There was right. some avoidance going on in some other part of your life, is what
get
it made
creative
me,
with
made me
get
wonder.
A, have yeah. a plus one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A plus one that talks.
Yeah.
Sure. Not a parrot.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay if that plus one has a plus one that doesn't talk also, and you mm-hmm. like to go to the dog, but you know, be open to talking to people at the dog pet, not
what
not
we're
just
asking
dogs.
Is are you single?
Right. And that maybe you engage in bestiality.
Excuse me. That is not
that
in any
a,
way.
That took you, a turn.
And you
it
was
sounded
so,
like that's where you were going wrong.
And did it? No. And you were so nice about that, answering that question. And then you had to turn
I know.
It into something
I think it's because
untoward.
I was so nice that that had to happen. And I really am humiliated and embarrassed about it now. And I can already tell
what would Sherman say if he heard you say that?
He would be,
your
Sherman's
dog.
My part-time dog. He's my ex's dog, but I see him on the weekends. Sherman
that's
would be
hilarious.
Livid.
Yeah.
Can Sherman people really share custody of dogs?
You know what, Fortune, what
I
don't
feel like one
need
person
right
just has to take it. One person just has to be like,
well, Brian
goodbye.
Has more
has
of a,
the dog.
One
I'm
person
a
has custody.
Dad.
Yeah, Brian's more of a,
you're
you know.
A, you're a, I'm going to see my stepdad once in a blue moon.
Yeah,
I'm eating oatmeal without a shirt on. I'm reading the paper with a leg up on my table.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, yeah, driving a car that's totally beat up and cursing about the ex. Yeah, that's
gotcha.
That's
what?
I'm kidding. I was just trying to think of a single dad.
you're living in a condo in Tarzana.
Exactly.
Like Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly. And you have those blinds that are like slats.
My life is in Tarzana and occasionally.
You're now
Encino.
Teaching karate.
Exactly. I go to Six Flags by myself.
But exactly. Sherman is the face on the dojo. He's the face on the logo for his dojo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, look into that. That you are, that I understand that the grief can be so, I mean, really, to lose a pet that you love, it is the feeling of despair. It really is. But just be careful about filling that vacuum too fast. And what I'm not saying don't go out and get a new dog, but get one for the right reasons.
Yeah, right. For sure. You're allowed to grieve right now, especially, I'm so sorry about the whole thing in general.
Horrible.
It's horrible when a dog passes away, but it seems extra horrible when you don't see it coming. That's awful.
And when it's too soon, you know, yes. You're like, yeah. I thought I had this much more time.
Right.
But this is also the nature of loving pets. And if it's not for you, I mean, it is heartbreak.
Yeah.
They could live 16 years. They could live 8 years. They could live 3 years. And it is absolute heartbreak. But you invite that love into your life for that amount of time. And you have to be okay with whatever that ends up being.
Yeah. It is interesting that humans used to die at like 35. And now
those were the good old days.
You know, you were like a old hag at 16. and now we're living, you know, people are living so much longer, but it's not changed with animals.
No, why aren't they making them live longer?
Why aren't they living longer? Right.
Why aren't they miserable for longer?
Why aren't they in an old folks' home?
I got to tell you, someone told me the other day, this had to be a lie. Well, it wasn't a lie that their cat died, but they also told me their cat was 29 years and 10 months.
I've never heard of
that. That's not
thing.
True, right?
I've heard of like a 21-year-old cat.
Yeah, that's, I don't think.
I think that's Guinness. I remember once looking up world's oldest cat.
Let's see.
And I think it was about 30.
I would have loved to have been a bird on your shoulder on that day, Rana.
What made me look up world's oldest cat?
Yes.
Dante, world's oldest cat. Google
Dante,
it,
tell us what the world's oldest
cream puff is the current winner.
You had to live with that and name for that long.
And how old is cream puff?
38. She's dead now. She's dead now.
What kind of cat?
It was a domestic cat in Austin, Texas. She was 38 years old. Looked like a long, you know, long-haired cat.
Right. Can you imagine being 38 years living with the name Cream Puff and never once in your life going outside? Wow.
What about being the owner? Like, you wanted a cat, but did you want a cat for 40 years?
Cream Puff. You're like, I signed up for maybe 20.
I said 16. I was looking to change it up. Do you think it's like a regular marriage where after, you know, sort of 15 years, you think, should we be getting somebody new in here? And with the cat, now you just, every year you think, well, she's 29. She couldn't go 8 more years or 9 right. more years.
You never think you're going to have a cat who's human over the hill.
No.
You
know?
Brian.
Ronner.
Have you ever needed a doctor ASAP?
Yeah. Yeah.
This minute. You wake up, you feel a certain way, something appears on your body that was not there the night before, whatever it is.
Sure.
And you know you've got to get in with someone right now.
Stat.
As the doctors say.
As the doctors say, stat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the problem is you want to go to someone fantastic.
Of course.
You want to go to someone with a 5-star rating.
Yeah. You don't want to have to look twice.
I've got a solution for you.
I'm ready, Rana.
ZocDoc.
I love this.
ZocDoc is a fabulous app, that helps you search for doctors in your area. You download the free ZocDoc app, free of course.
Sure.
You can search for local doctors that take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment or an in-person or video chat. Okay.
Nice.
You never wait on hold with a receptionist again.
Love this.
Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, a dermatologist, a psychiatrist, which everyone who listens to this podcast needs, an eye doctor, or an other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered.
Yeah.
So just go to ZocDoc.com/AskRana and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free, pardon me.
Yeah.
Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc.
And I'm one of them, Rana. It's my go-to whenever I need to see a doctor and I don't feel like waiting a week. I just go on the app and I'm able to get one fast that takes my insurance, as the Texans say.
Insurance, exactly. That's exactly. What I mean, ZocDoc makes healthcare easy.
Very easy.
And with the pandemic, I have to say, people who wants to, so many people are doing the video doctor appointments now in ways that they weren't before.
Totally. I had to get a urinalysis the other day because something felt wrong. Turns out everything was fine. I was just drinking more caffeine than usual.
How can they determine that? I'm just curious. How do they know that's what the problem is?
They don't. They just knew that there wasn't a problem. Yeah. And so they asked me, and that was sort of the thing where I was like, well, I have been like upping my caffeine intake. They were like, might be that.
How is it possible for you to up your caffeine intake is the question. Unless you had lowered it.
I had lowered it, and then I ramped it back up. And by the way, the ramp is, there's no end in sight to how high this thing
goes.
Well,
I'm not, that's a conversation for another time. I'm not sure you should be ramping.
Well, all I can say is the other day I was ramped up mm-hmm. so high, I was flying through the air, and all I heard was a fee-fi-fo-fum. So that's how high I'm getting on this caffeine run.
Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/AskRonna and download the ZocDoc app to sign up today for free and book a top-rated doctor. That's ZocDoc.com/AskRonna.
ZocDoc. Rana, I had a question for you. I forget, Bob was a proctologist or a podiatrist? Yeah. I never remember
which
one.
You know what he was? He was a none of your businessologist. That's what he was.
Okay. All right. It's too bad he's not on ZocDoc, but, you know, no one can help
him. He passed away, Brian.
He's dead. Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But if he was, if Bob was still with us, you can be sure he'd be on ZocDoc.
That's right, Rana. Rana, do you want to know what I do when you're luxuriating in the vineyard?
Do tell.
I order food from all the places I want to eat at, but don't want to get dressed to go to.
Oh, that sounds so good to me.
If I were you, Rana, I'd be putting on my full cashmere sweatsuit. Mm-hmm. But because I'm me, I just put on, you know, cotton poly blend.
Well, you put on your joggers.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I put on my joggers. Whether you want Italian and you get the most delicious chicken parm in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Whether you want Vietnamese because they have that one sauce you can't get enough of. Mm-hmm. Whether you want anything at all with melted cheese on it. You can get it and it just shows up at your door because you ordered it with Postmates. With Postmates, I get all of my favorite foods from local restaurants in my neighborhood delivered. I don't got to leave the house, and even better, I don't have to get in the car. And by the way, we're in Boston, so I don't have to put on my coat, zip it up, you know, be mad that I forgot my wallet or my keys or whatever, lock myself out. I don't have to worry about that.
And you know what I mean? I do know. And do you know that Postmates isn't just burritos and sushi and hot fried chicken sandwiches anymore?
On a good night, it's all three of those. You can order. That's right.
Have you ever done more than one Postmate order in a night?
I have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get from two places. You say, I'll get the burger from this place and the donuts from that place or the cupcakes from that place. Yeah.
You got my number.
I can order things. Rana Glickman, can order things on Postmates like toothpaste or phone charges or whatever it is from places like Walgreens or CVS or 7-Eleven or whoever.
Because they're on Postmates.
They're also on Postmates.
My very favorite part is when the app lets me know my food or items have been delivered, which is wonderful. I get a little picture notification. Everything is right outside my door. It's so cool. It never gets old. Download Postmates on iOS or Android and find your favorite foods or that one thing you forgot to get from the store and get it delivered on demand. And for a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners a little something.
They sure are.
Wow, this is actually really good. New customers will get 50% off your first 5 orders of $50 or more when you use code ASKRANA. By the way, because it's the holidays, you're getting food for more than one.
That's huge.
That's code ASKRANA to get 50% off your first 5 orders of $50 or more. Max savings of $100 per order. Just download the Postmates app or sign up online. It's super easy. Offer subject to change and taxes and fees apply. Offer valid for 30 days after you add the promo code to your account.
5 times.
Come on.
So why don't you go have 5 small quarantine holiday parties and have them all catered by Postmates?
Why not?
Pay 50% off.
Do 2 in a night.
Up to $100. All of this. That's a deal.
Bargain.
Well, if you'll pardon me, dear, I need to go slip into my cashmere sweats and order
some Postmates.
I knew that
would trigger you. I understand.
Order some scrumptious Postmates.
Scrumptious.
Dear Rana Bryan, an insightful guest, thank you for such an illuminating podcast. I've been a listener since the beginning, and your advice and perspectives never fail to enlighten and entertain. Here's my question. What do you do with a bottle of cursed wine?
Cursed?
Let me elaborate. I have a theory, by the way. I think this letter is written by the same person who wrote the wedding dress question.
You're kidding.
It is constructed.
Well, now officially this person's insane.
the question is constructed the same way. Here's my thing. Here's my comment. Here's my question.
Mm. Interesting.
Look into it.
Yeah. In that case, maybe you're living in your victimhood a little too much.
Me?
No. The person who has a cursed bottle of wine, whose wedding dress is cursed. You yeah. know, all of
living
this.
Under, they're living under a rain cloud.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let me elaborate. Yeah, let's find out if this bottle of wine is cursed.
Yeah.
Or if that's just how you see it. Let me elaborate. I have a boss who, how should I say, likes to walk away from his tasks and leave me holding the bag. He's arrogant and lazy and pretty much the most annoying kind of straight white man. Hmm. To get my job done, I often have to finish both his work and mine. After one of these instances, he gave me an expensive bottle of wine to say thank you. Well, better than not giving you one, I suppose.
True.
The expense of the wine made me uncomfortable, and I told him so. He replied, "Don't worry. My wife and I received this bottle a few years ago and were saving it for a special occasion. But now that we're divorced, there aren't any special occasions for us to recognize."
Oh, he's in a condo in Tarzana for sure.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a wine rack in his tiny new apartment.
No, yeah. Cobra Kai all the way.
You can understand how this explanation did not make me feel better about the gift. In fact, it made me feel worse. First, any thought and generosity behind the gift vanished, knowing it was a re-gift.
Yeah, but that's dumb, man.
I know. So many people re-gift. We don't even know.
Oh, I don't appreciate this. The concept of I even think it's a little dicey to bring a bottle of wine you already had at home to a party. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh.
That's extreme.
Don't invite me to a party.
Yeah, same. I don't drink wine, and I somehow get it as a gift all the time. So I always re-gift it when I go to a party.
Well, that explains why you bring cupcake Sauvignon, Sauve Blanc to my house all the time.
It's a beautiful wine.
It's a beautiful bottle. You and Janie had to add a big cupcake drinkers.
Beautiful. Absolutely. And I'm taking it when I go to Rome to show them what's what and show them how
show
to do
them
it.
What's happening in America.
And I'm also going to tell them how flawless the accents of in House of Gucci were. And I'll argue to the death over it when I'm there.
And second, did you hear that Tom Ford laughed in the theater and hated the movie? Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. No, but that sounds like Tom Ford.
He said he laughed out loud during the movie.
Very on brand.
Then he hated it because he thought what actually happened was a very bloody, awful thing and that it was wrong to make light of it. So there we are. Wow. And second, wouldn't this divorce wine bring me bad karma? Thanks for your hard work. Here, have a bottle of wine purchased to honor my marriage that was doomed. Honor, H-O-N-U-R, pardon me. At Christmas, I tried giving it back to him, but he rewrapped it.
Everyone's crazy in this situation.
It gets better. It gets better.
You can't give him a gift back.
No.
He rewrapped it and put it on my desk in January.
These two are going to end up together. No doubt about it.
This is
clear
a rom-com.
Off the desk, you
this
two.
Is a meet cute.
Clear off the desk and let's get to it. Yeah. And so the bottle of wine sits in my liquor cabinet collecting dust. What should I do?
Give it to me.
Send it to us.
Bring it to a holiday party at Fortune's house. Do I confront this mansplaining ding dong and insist he take back the wine?
Oh, they definitely are going to F.
What would you do that for?
For sure.
You called him a ding dong. Do my husband and I drink it and hope for the best?
Oh, wait, she's married.
And hope
right,
for
I
the
forgot
best?
About that too.
I forgot.
Never and mind. Hope for the best? Do I give it to someone else and not tell them it's divorce wine? Do I pour it down the drain? Or, not to steal Brian's potential advice, should I pour this wine into a different bottle and give it back without him knowing?
I wish we could know how expensive this wine is.
Me too. That's all I want to know is if we're talking Petrus, if we're talking Coppola.
Are we talking like a $50 bottle of wine or like a $500 bottle?
Totally.
I think we're talking about an $80 bottle of wine is what I think.
Okay.
Because that would make all the difference in this answer for me.
Help.
What you mean.
Your advice is greatly appreciated. Thanks so much. Kiss, kiss. Will, not my real name. Okay, so let's dial back for a second here because I think we, this is not the lesbians. I said it was the same letter writer, so I'm just going to say that it's not.
These are grudge-holding gays.
This is not the lesbians.
Yeah, these are some grudge-holding gays, and he has a straight, now we have a real problem because he's got a straight white boss that he's involved in this tete-a-tete with.
A BDSM relationship.
Yeah.
Let's
assume the bottle of wine's $200. Let's
drink
assume
it.
That.
Drink it. I would drink it.
I think you drink it.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get a $200 bottle of wine from?
That's how you break
from.
The curse.
That is how you break the curse, is you have fun with that bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the other thing is, I think you looked a gift horse in the mouth a little bit. If someone had told me, here's this bottle of wine. Thank you for your work. Oh, wow. This is really, first of all, I never would have said, this is really expensive. It makes me uncomfortable. I never would have done that,
right.
Which you did. That's a little bit of bullshit.
Maybe. After you Googled it.
I would never tell someone that I would be like, oh my God, that was so generous of you.
Same. Yeah.
I would never be like, I'm uncomfortable with this.
Because
I mean,
then your boss
you want
might
expensive
have,
presents.
Your boss might have said that to make you less uncomfortable, you know, to make you more comfortable of like, oh, don't worry about it. This was actually a bottle of wine that was from my marriage that didn't work out and it's all yours. You know what I mean?
Right.
They might have just been
yeah, like off the top of your head, like, oh, don't, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like,
I've done
I'm
that before when
nice
people have
thing.
Said something like that. Just like, oh, no, don't worry about it.
It's from my marriage. My husband, my wife and I were supposed to drink it. Then we decided we hated each other and I caught her in bed with
yeah,
another
so
man.
I'd rather
so
someone
it
enjoy
don't
it
worry
with,
about it.
I'd rather someone enjoy it with their plus one.
Exactly. And so I would not have said what you said.
Yeah, so wrong
and I definitely
on you.
Never.
We're to shame you.
And I never would have tried to give it back. So actually, I think,
yeah,
I believe your boss is a total
two
prick.
On you.
I believe your boss is a prick, but I think a lot of this
you
is
wrong. Wrote into the wrong show.
You wrote in the wrong show. You're wrong.
And strike three, I've never heard of a cursed bottle of wine. Ever.
Yeah.
I've heard of a cursed jewel.
Well, anything cursed-
I've heard of a bottle of wine that has made people make bad choices.
Sure. Right.
The aforementioned cupcake.
In the moment.
But either do not throw this bottle down the fucking toilet, because you could, I guarantee you half your, if you want to give it away, half your friends, if you told me like, oh my God, this is for my boss whose marriage didn't work out and I feel like it's cursed, I'd be like, oh, I don't. I'll take it.
I would
he
be like,
doesn't deserve this bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. I would be like, oh, a $200 bottle of wine? This is awesome.
Let's open it.
Yeah, let's pop it open.
I fully would have like invited over a friend or with your partner or whatever and been like, oh my God, I just got this amazing bottle of wine. Let's have dinner this weekend and drink it.
Well, this guy didn't even know this was an amazing bottle of wine. He Googled it and found out how expensive it was.
Yeah,
because if he was a real wine person, he would have said, huh?
No,
you know,
I Google all the wines.
A bottle of Chateau Latour? Let's drink it.
Anybody that brings you wine, of course, the first thing you do is Google
it. Of course, Vivino.
You're like, is this the wine we drink? Is this the wine we re-gift?
Rana, yes. Don't Google how much the cupcake wine is, because it's better than it, you know, costs. So don't
better
Google
than it Googles?
Don't Google it.
Better than it Googles. Better than it Googles.
Better than it
you're
Googles.
Not a wine person, Mr. Take a look a gift horse in the mouth. Stop acting like you're so sophisticated. You Googled the wine. If you were a real wine person and somebody offered you a gorgeous bottle of wine, you'd drink it no matter what.
Drink it.
Drink
sour
it.
Grapes.
Drink it.
Watch sour the documentary grapes. Sour Grapes.
Step
yes.
on them. Step on those sour grapes and drink them.
Drink
them. And I do think it's kind of fun that he gave it back and then he gave it back again, though.
That is pretty cute. That's
yeah.
what that's
I
what
do wonder what could
that,
happen between these two. This,
yeah.
That to me meant that the guy wasn't as straight as we thought, that the door was open. Mm-hmm. A little bit open.
A little bit of a playful.
I think it means that he's the straightest person ever and is really stupid. Is what I think.
Or he's saying, I'm your goddamn boss. Don't give this back to me.
Right.
Don't disrespect me by giving it back. Give it to somebody else if you don't want it.
Yeah. Exactly.
But just remember,
I'm not a fan
I'm your
of
boss.
Your boss, but I'm not
I'm
a fan
I'm
of
your
how
boss.
You handle this. That's right.
Yeah. That, yeah. At the end of the day, that's kind of what it boils down to. That's your boss. Drink the wine.
Yep.
Bye bye.
Or give it to somebody else. But my God, cursed the Encyclopedia Brown in the case of the cursed wine. This could happen on our show, though, Brian, on our train show. You know what? Fortune, talk to the people at Netflix. We were going to sell this to Hulu, but we don't have to.
Oh, I'll tell them. I'll Brian tell them all about it.
Brian and I are doing a show that takes place on the Orient Express.
Oh.
Called Mrs. Glickman and Lady Brian. And
we solve a mystery. It's like Love Boat. We solve a mystery every week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Paul F. Tompkins plays our competitive investigator.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't pitched it to him yet, and he's not sure he's in. But this mystery, the case of the cursed wine, is certainly one of our mysteries.
All right.
No question.
All right. It sounds like a hit.
Okay.
Thank you. It will be.
This is the time in our program where we take inventory of the day.
So, Fortune, here's what happens.
Okay.
Rana sends a little gift to whichever letter writer we think deserves a little token of something.
Okay.
So just to recap who we had the wine.
Yeah.
The whiner about the wine. Mm-hmm. We had the person who just lost their dog and is unsure whether to get a new one. Mm-hmm. And we have the wedding dress.
Yes.
Who do you think deserves a little something? And by the way, it's not off the table that the wine and the wedding dress are the same person.
Well, I definitely don't think the wine person should get anything because they're not good at receiving gifts.
I agree.
That's very true. Well, we could send them back, though. They could send the wine to us. We could send it back to them.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would say probably the dog because she needs a pick-me-up.
Yeah. I think so, too.
What are we going to send the dog person, Brian?
Oh, I thought we already
We usually know what we're going to send. And in this case, because it's the holidays, we would ask Rana coffee, holiday coffee.
Right.
But this person, I feel, needs something a little extra that makes them feel loved.
Sure. Well, are you going to send your ex-boyfriend's dog?
I'm going to send my old wedding dress.
I am. The more owners that dog has, the better.
We're going to send Sherman.
We're going to send Sherman.
We're going to send you a dog. That's what we're going to do.
Right, exactly.
A purebred Pomeranian, not fixed. You'll have to do the fixing or not. That's up to you.
You should do it.
We'll send you a
painting. How about the painting of the dog?
Of like me? Oh, yeah, of the dog.
Up in the corner there.
Yep.
He's looking at your Sherman painting.
Yeah, that's Sherman. I'm not sending him that, though. They're not getting that. No, no way.
Who painted that Sherman for you?
Pablo Picasso.
Really?
No, I don't know. You know,
he was very productive.
Someone on Instagram sent it to me, which was very nice.
Picasso died not that long ago? Hold on. I'm Googling it. Guys, this will blow your mind. Don't say I didn't. Wait, not Pablo Picasso.
I was going to say.
Not Picasso. What is the, there's a big painter that died in a time that was shockingly not. No, it is Picasso. Died in 1973.
Yeah, that tracks.
That's not that long ago.
No.
But I thought it was like long, 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 long time ago.
Oh, you thought he died in like 1910.
No, like
the 40s. Like
biblical times.
Yes. You know, when I'm in Rome, I'm going to go to the Sistine Chapel painted by Pablo Picasso.
But 1973, I mean, did you really think Picasso died in 1973? I did not.
I did, but...
You did? Okay.
But that doesn't mean anything, because by the way, I probably could name the exact paintings that you could that are his.
Okay, well, you know a lot more than I do.
No,
well,
I literally said I don't.
Why don't you each name three?
No, I literally said I don't know anything about it.
Ryan, I forgot we said we were going to send people something off of our Ronica list.
Yeah,
Ronica.
Fortune, we do Ronica here. We don't do Hanukkah. And then we pick our favorite things, Rana and Brian.
Okay.
And so...
How about some of those cashmere socks you talked about?
Oh, that's a terrific idea.
Something that sounds nice.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
The Elgin...
Or the sachets.
The Elgin cashmere socks or the lavender sachets.
Oh, the things that smell good.
Tiny pillows that you put in.
Tiny pillows of potpourri.
Tiny scented pillow you put in the underwear drawer.
Or you could give like a doll.
Or you hang on a door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're called
I like the idea of the socks.
Sachets.
Sachets.
Like the walk. Yeah.
Do people still use those?
We
Rana
do.
Rana does. Jackie Collins did, for sure.
Yeah. All right.
We
yeah.
hear
right.
that.
A true hero
in
of
Kathy
yours, right?
Hilton.
Estee Lauder did probably.
I'm obsessed with Kathy Hilton.
She's the best.
Kathy Hilton was wearing
Kathy Hilton for sure.
Well, the lavender sachets come from a company called Di Porto, and Kathy Hilton was wearing on the morning before Paris's. This was a coincidence, but on the morning of Paris's wedding, mm-hmm. was wearing a robe from Di Porto. So we know that she uses them also.
Yeah. She's so old school. I love it.
Oh, she's great.
She's got
like her 90-year-old butler.
She's completely. Out of another story.
She is like dynasty era all the
she
time.
She is. I don't know anyone still live like that.
But at the same time, do they? I'm obsessed with the fact that the wedding took place around the that everybody went home and slept in their own beds after Paris's wedding.
Rana doesn't like a local wedding.
Seemed like this incredibly glamorous. We had to go to Venice and spend 5 days and soak it all in. And it was like a bar mitzvah. Everybody went and slept in their own bed that night.
Rolled down their pantyhose and threw them in the laundry.
And it was on like a Thursday or something.
It certainly was. I was wondering if he was an Orthodox Jew. You always get married on a Thursday or a Sunday or a Saturday night. But I don't think he was. No, I think they got a deal. And Kathy Hilton is not above a deal.
She's not above a deal.
I think they spun it as she's Paris Hilton every night of the week as a party. It doesn't matter if she gets married on a Tuesday or a Thursday or whatever.
And they might have had multiple weddings, right?
I think Rick and Kathy got a deal.
Yeah. Rick and Kathy.
Fortune, we can't thank you enough for being here.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I hope that we really helped people with our advice.
We did.
We can never be sure, but they keep listening. So
I mean, as long as they keep listening, and then you send a present, that's pretty
sweet
nice.
And salty on Netflix. Why don't you?
Why don't you watch it? I feel like you'll get a good chuckle.
Fortune's on tour right now. I'm sure it's linked through your Instagram or through your website or something.
She's gonna be everywhere except the Dakotas.
In West Virginia.
At least in the winter, I'm not going to the Dakotas.
And by the way, the rest of the country feels the same way.
I know. I'm literally traveling all over the country until the end of June. So go to my website, fortunefemster.com, to see if I'm coming to a city near you.
Fabulous. I love it.
I won't give advice, but I'll make you laugh.
What's your next date? Where are you going on your next date?
I've got Augusta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Indianapolis. I'm doing a lot of those like 3 or 4 cities in a weekend.
Fabulous.
Wow, that's
a long weekend.
That's hard work.
Yeah.
I've been in a lot of rental cars, a lot of planes.
What's your favorite rental car?
I know mine.
Usually use Hertz.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's your favorite car though?
Oh,
I agree that Hertz is the best service.
I've been driving.
A lot of people don't clean their
cars. Your name's on the board. You just go there. Yeah. And
club.
It's done.
If you're in the Gold Club. Yeah.
I've traveled a lot. I've been driving a Nissan Rogue a lot on the road.
Oh, sure.
It's a smaller SUV, but very dependable.
That's good.
Well, there you go.
I'm not being paid by Nissan.
I was going
to
say, but I hope that after this, we see on your Instagram, #ad.
I mean, #NissanRogue.
Yeah, #ad.
My favorite, Fortune Feimster's favorite rental.
I hope she gets a Hertz sponsorship out of this. Thank you very much.
I'm so grateful that I've finally gotten to plug these on a podcast.
Well, you know what? Laugh all you want. Let me know. Send us half the check when Hertz starts.
Yeah. I sure will.
Or send us a Nissan Rogue.
All right. Unless it's cursed.
Yes.
Yeah. Then we'll give it back to you with a ribbon. We'll leave it on your desk.
Right.
All right, dear.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank
you, guys.
You so much for being here.
It was my pleasure.
Kiss, kiss, as Rana would say.
Kiss, kiss.
Rana, so I'm reading The Cliffhanger today.
Well, no one's stopping you.
No, I know. I'm just stating facts.
I can't wait.
Dear Rana and Brian, my mother is the world's most difficult person with a mix of untreated anxiety disorders.
Oh.
Her visits are infrequent, but incredibly stressful events. I always end up having to take sick days after to recover.
Wow.
My brother has similar experiences. One time he even bailed in the middle of a trip with her and took a train back to his home.
Wow.
She visited my partner and me recently. She drove us crazy. She drove our friends crazy. She drove the building's front desk people crazy. And I swear I'm not just projecting. One of our friends gave my mom her therapist's number on this visit.
Wow.
Anyway, on her last night in town, I cried for a couple hours as my partner and I talked about how awful the visit had been. Every visit is a true nightmare, and I really think I can't go through with another with a single other future one if she continues to not seek any psychiatric help. Here's my immediate problem. I prepaid for her hotel room, and we planned for her to give me a check to reimburse the cost, about $500. When she gave me the check, it was for $5,000.
Ay, ay, ay.
I pointed out to her the cost was only $500, not $5,000, thinking she might have accidentally added a zero, and she said, well, now I can come visit 10 more times. Rana and Brian, I cannot have her come visit 10 more times. The check has been sitting on our kitchen table for a month. I don't know what to do with it. I've never asked her for any money or taken any money from her as an adult. I'm not struggling financially and would like to give my money to my partner who could really use it.
What?
Huh? Okay.
Did you read that correctly?
I did. I did. And my eyebrows are very raised.
Wow. I was really on this person's side.
Me too, until that moment.
Yep.
Or donate it. But no matter what, I would have to cash it first. And regardless of what I intended to do with my money after, I worry I will somehow end up owing her 10 more visits. The uncashed check taunts me every day. Please tell me what to do. Very sincerely, Julie. P.S. Brian once recommended the book Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents. Well, apparently my mother gets email notifications from Goodreads because she forwarded me an email Goodreads sent saying I had added the book to my to-read list. Why is she on your list? With a note that said, interesting choice, in the body of the email. Maybe Brian can recommend a way to go undercover on that platform. Kiss, kiss. She didn't say kiss, kiss, but I did because I wanted to.
Well, I think it suited you.
Thank you. Wow. Well, we'll answer this on Patreon.
There's a lot to unpack this.
Hold on to your wigs, everybody, because this letter
I wish we were recording Patreon this minute.
Honest to God, because me too, Rana. Because this letter went from straight down the middle to a big fat fork in the road.
Watch it with those fingers. It means something in another country.
Does it?
Yeah. That means
like, cut your head off? Oh, I didn't know that.
The bow finger.
Okay. Yeah. I won't do it anymore.
Oh, okay. Are you going to sneeze?
Excuse me. Oh. I shouldn't have done it to begin with. That was my curse of the day, for sure.
The case of the cursed wine bottle.
Rate Harry my Potter sneeze on a 1 to 10, Rana.
On the loud scale, on the sneeze scale?
Yes.
On the sneezeometer, that was about a 4.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, perfectly and that one felt civilized.
Hard, so I'm a respectful person.
And it was fun?
But it felt good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, okay, let's enjoy our sneezes on a 4.
That's the lesson.
I didn't even have to slap you across the face.
I wish you would have.
All right. All right, dear. Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/AskRana, where we're going to answer that question and so many of your other
burning
questions.
I cannot believe the turn that took.
I love it when that happens.
Me too.
When it seems so straightforward and then you think, wait a minute.
So who are you?
Hold on a second.
What do we got here?
Yeah. Ba, 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 ba.
Completely.
Well, you're running off the cliff and then you're still running when you got off
the cliff. You said a little too much. Yeah.
And our holiday coffees are only available until December 31st. Get them now. AskRanaCoffee.com.
Get the latke recipe along with those gorgeous martini gifts or old-fashioned gifts.
Stunning.
Or the champagne gift.
Gorgeous. From Kana at Fiasco BK. Wonderful. And Fiasco Brooklyn. And I have to say, if you're looking for something else, Kana will be a total personal concierge. So write to him or call him or do whatever you do. Email him and he can put together any kind of a gift. If you're looking to send any sort of a booze gift, go straight to Kana. That's the way to go. He has such unique things and fabulous taste. And there it is.
He puts the booze in booze.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right. Kiss, kiss, dear.
Kiss, kiss.